Today's movie review is The Foreigner, starring Jackie Chan, co-starring Pierce Brosnan, two actors I do enjoy on the big screen. The Foreigner, as it turns out, is a story, sort of a revenge flick, revolving around Jackie Chan losing his daughter to a terrorist attack, a bombing in England, I guess, from apparently someone with connections to the IRA. That person at the top is, spoiler, led by Pierce Brosnan. From the moment they introduce Pierce Brosnan's character, you pretty much know he's sleeping with some chick and his wife calls him. So you pretty much know that he's not one of the likable characters, and he's throwing on his heavy Irish accent in this, and which is always cool to see. Then you have Jackie Chan, who lost his daughter recently, and he starts going to the police and said, who bombed? Who's responsible for the bomb? Give me the names. No one gives him a name. So then he goes after Pierce Brosnan. Who bombed? Who set off this bomb? Give me the names. Pierce Brosnan's like, I honestly have no idea. And Jackie Chan somehow in his mind's like, you lying. I know you lying. You gonna pay. And the way Jackie Chan carries himself in this film at the beginning is more like an old man past retirement age or in his retirement age, and it's kind of sad to see him like that because we're used to him in all the kung fu style movies and all the fighting scenes that he does. If you're patient, you will see some of that action in The Foreigner, because from that point forward, this film sort of turns into like a Rambo-esque type of movie where Jackie Chan's like, I'll start bombing the crap out of you until you start opening your mouth and telling me who did this. He sets a trap, he bombs something, he blows up a property of Pierce Brosnan. Pierce Brosnan's like, okay, I underestimated this idiot. So he sends four guys after him to go get him. Jackie Chan whoops their butt, and when they get back, they're like, sorry, boss, he got away. And they're like, four of you guys got your A double dollars kicked. You got nothing to show by an old man, and you have nothing to show. They're like, well, yeah, but he's good. He's good, boss. I'm sorry, we couldn't get him. And so that happened like two or three times in this movie. He's like, I underestimated him. And Pierce Brosnan's like, I underestimated him this time, but the next time, I won't underestimate him again. So he calls in like 100 guys from the IRA to guard his property. And Jackie Chan had already laid traps to try to convince Pierce Brosnan to open up his mouth. There's a little bit more to the plot to this movie, but in a nutshell, that is the plot. Bomb everything that Pierce Brosnan owns until he opens his mouth, because Jackie Chan knows that Pierce Brosnan has more information or can get that information. Because what I didn't say was, deep in Pierce Brosnan's character, in his earlier life, he was actually a member of the IRA, and he used to carry out those types of operations, and he's not proud of it. And now he says he strives for peace and all that. This movie actually was really good. I enjoyed it. I was sitting there thinking, this is why you go to the movies. This is that type of movie. This is fun. It was dramatic. It was suspenseful at points. It elevates over your standard movie. For me, it's a 4-star review. Maybe even close to a 5-star, like a 4.5. I could see myself watching it again. I did enjoy it. And I enjoyed the acting by Pierce Brosnan and Jackie Chan. Some people could laugh at that, but I thought they were good in this film. The film didn't last too long. It didn't go on for hours and hours. It was very interesting. 4 stars. Go see The Foreigner.